All right, well, if you wanted to hear the entire 1812 Overture, you might turn now to Apple, because the company is finally getting into the streaming music game. If you have an iPhone or an iPad and downloaded the latest update, you might have noticed the new candy-colored Apple Music app added to your screen.
But for those already streaming music on services like Spotify and Pandora, is it worth the $10 a month for Apple's version? Well, to help us answer that question and all the other questions this raises, Hiawatha Bray writes about technology for the Boston Globe joins us regularly to talk about these subjects. Hiawatha, good to have you.
Good to be here.
So you've tried Apple Music. What do you think?
It's great. It's very good. But the point is, so are a lot of the other services that are out there. You know, the obvious thing is that Apple is relatively late to the party, and what they've brought out is a service that matches up very well with all the other ones that are out there, that isn't as deep yet, isn't as sophisticated, doesn't have as rich a set of playlists and so on, but that's going to change over time, and over time it's going to get better and better. The basic features already there are quite good. You know, they bought that company Beats, and they incorporated some of the cool stuff that Beats has, like that very clever way you have of picking out exactly the kinds of artists and songs that you like. They took that straight out of Beats, and it really works quite nicely. They came up with this idea of having their own real radio station with live DJs. I don't know about that one. The radio station is good, but it's just one station. If you like a different kind of music, you're out of luck. So is that really so useful? The thing about Connect, which is really interesting, where you have tweets and messages and videos posted by the artists themselves. There's not much there yet, but if it really gets exploited well, that could be really cool. But here's the basic point. If all you want is to listen to music, this isn't really any significantly better than you'd get by signing up for Spotify or Rhapsody or any of these other services. There are tons of them, and they're all pretty good.
Well, here's my question, and Walter Mossberg wrote this in Recode. Paid streaming music has arrived on planet Apple, where it was regarded as unworthy for years. So, Hiawatha, from Apple's point of view, what makes it worthy now? I mean, why are they getting into this game?
Oh, perfectly obvious. This whole market that Apple really created, the market for buying music and downloading it, is fading. It's not going away, but sales are down, way down from where they originally... Well, let's put it this way. They are no longer climbing. They're falling. Meanwhile, there isn't very much out there. There are only about 41 million people in the world currently signed up for a streaming service, but that went up 45% in the last year. It's growing fast. Apple has to get into it. It's as simple as that.
Now, Apple has a record of taking something that's already out there and making it shinier, better. Do you expect that they will figure out a way to do that with this kind of music service?
They don't really have to. It's very simple. You want to know why Apple is going to be successful here? It's very simple. This program is going to be built onto every iPhone, every iPad, and every Mac.
So people are going to sign up by default, basically.
Exactly. It is going to be like when Microsoft did Internet Explorer and built it into the operating system. That's it. Everybody's just going to sign up. Well, not everybody, but people who are new to this, who've never had a streaming service before and who have an Apple product, they're just going to sign up for this one. They'll do great. That's fine. It's going to work. But personally, I'm not going to pay for it. And the reason is twofold. First, a huge amount of the music I really like, I've already bought. I already own it. It's already sitting on my computer. Secondly, there are huge numbers of free internet audio streams. I don't think I remember the URL. I think it's called radiosearchengine.com. There is a new service where you can go to a web page and actually just type in the name of a song, and it will tell you if that exact song is currently playing somewhere on the internet. So if you really want to hear music and you don't want to pay for it, there are a million ways to do it.
Hiawatha, I've got to ask you about the Taylor Swift controversy because it really sort of showed this global pop star flexing her muscle and sort of putting Apple in its place. So for folks who don't know, she basically complained that Apple wasn't paying writers, producers, and artists for the first 3 months of this service. And she wrote, "I find it shocking, disappointing, and completely unlike this historically progressive and generous company." And less than a week later, Apple reversed its decision. What did you make of that?
Well, I think it was Apple deciding that they had, well, in this case, it's Apple being given lemons, and they decided to make lemonade out of it. They realized that continuing to stick to that policy would be stupid and counterproductive, and it was indeed. I mean, Taylor Swift was absolutely right. This is a company with $193 billion in the bank, and they're going to take their next marketing money out of the hides of the people who are producing their music. It was crazy. It was disgusting. And they came to their senses very quickly because, indeed, in this area, the artists really, for once, had the power and could say, look, there is no excuse for this kind of greedy behavior. And you're right, it showed the immense power of an artist in the position of Taylor Swift, but it also showed the quick on their feet intelligence of the people at Apple to realize they'd done something stupid and recoup immediately. And I, if anything, some people are thinking, and I think they're right, that this may even have given them a marketing boost. It gave more attention to the product, and they're backing down and apologizing, exactly the right thing, and they did it fast enough. I don't think it's going to hurt them a bit.
And what about Taylor Swift's sort of overall cause? Are these streaming services fair to artists?
I don't know if I'm in a position to say whether they're paying a fair price, but there's no question that for most artists, they don't pay enough.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Right.
Even if you're a star, you make a relatively small amount of money from these streaming services. The current pricing model, it's very hard to see how a person who isn't a Taylor Swift even begins to make money this way. And this is a long-term problem that the industry's facing. I mean, the current model just isn't providing enough income for artists to make this a full-time gig. And I don't know how they're going to fix this problem. I'm in the newspaper business, and we've been in the same situation for a long time because the current advertising model for newspapers can no longer support the whole panoply of services we once offered, which is why half the journalists in this country have lost their jobs over the last 10 years. In the music industry, something similar is happening, and I don't think we've found the secret business model that's going to really let everybody make as much money as they should.
Stay tuned. I would just have to see how this all shakes out. But Hiawatha Bray, you make trying to understand this a lot easier. Thank you for joining us. He writes about technology for the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly here on Radio Boston. Hiawatha, happy 4th of July. Happy weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Imogene Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.